You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the LockedOn.com website, a convenient place to find all of your shows via the Locked On Podcast Network. Whether you're looking for MLB, NFL, NBA, or college action, it's all there on the LockedOn.com website. Make sure to check it out. Also, make sure that you are checking out the Locked On NBA podcast after you're done with this one. It's a perfect way to get up to date with your action around the NBA. Keep up to date with the league you love so much by going on the Locked On NBA podcast and listening to their great content every single day. Today, we're going to be talking about point guards. I have had this conversation frequently over the last couple of weeks. I have seen this conversation go on, and I just figured today would be the day to address it. Point guards in the NBA, and specifically the point guard situation with the Timberwolves. So I've talked a lot with people about Jeff Teague, the merits of keeping him versus not keeping him, trade options for the Timberwolves, all that stuff. I don't think a trade is likely. I haven't seen anybody talking about a trade or seen anybody suggest that a trade was in the works. This is all just speculation and ideas for the Timberwolves moving forward. But I've seen a lot of people saying that there is a need to trade Jeff Teague, that he is not playing very well. And in certain specific sample sizes and aspects, that is true. He's had some injury problems this year with his knee, and people are willing to sell on Jeff Teague. Now, there are a couple ways to look at this. First of all, there's the way to look at it where you say, well, Derrick Rose is enough for this team, right? I mean, he's averaging his best points per game since he came back after his injury in 2011-2012. He is playing at a phenomenal level. He's doing whatever the team needs him. He's playing well with point guards. He's playing well running the offense through him. He's playing well off ball. He's playing efficiently. Just run with Derrick Rose and have Tyus Jones as the backup and just go from there. Try and get some young guys on the perimeter or some draft picks or something for Jeff T, get his contract off the books. That's not a terrible way to think about it. The other way to think about it is you trade Jeff Teague and some assets for another point guard. Try and keep your point guard and your guard depth deep because you like running these two guard sets. And so keeping another point guard around with Derrick Rose and Tyus Jones allows you to run the same amount of rotations where you have two very valuable point guards out there and you don't have to rely on somebody deep in the roster to be a third string point guard who probably might see actually like 9-10 minutes a game more than you want him to see. And so bringing in another point guard, I've seen people talk about like John Wall is a guy who seems like the Wizards are trying to fire sale on their team a little bit here going into Thanksgiving. And so you could trade for John Wall and bring him into this team or something like that. Bring a different point guard in. Try and revive a deal with Miami. Trade them a couple assets. And maybe try and get Dragic, something like that. And again, these are not speculations of what will happen, or I've seen somebody who's in the know talk about this stuff. This is just the conversation around Jeff Teague, right? If you've talked with fans of the Timberwolves, if you've talked with even I've talked with reporters who cover the Timberwolves, and say they need to move on from Jeff Teague and try and find either another point guard or roll with Derrick Rose and Tyus Jones. I've been a huge Derrick Rose supporter. I did the 180 on him last season. I was beating the Derrick Rose drum all through the playoffs and into the offseason and was fine with him re-signing for that very affordable contract and was really fine with him coming back and seeing more minutes and then have loved what he's done with those minutes this entire season. That said, this is not the way to do it. And I'm going to explain why I think they should not move on from Jeff Teague, the Timberwolves. I'm going to explain why you cannot depend on Derrick Rose and Tyus Jones to steer this boat throughout the rest of the season. And I'm going to say the best solution for this situation, which is all three of these guys playing on the same team, how you move forward as a team with all those guys on the roster. But first, we're going to take a quick break for some sponsors. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for advice. Usually, it's what team to bet on this week. The truth is, I don't know who's going to win, but if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they are your best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Can it get better? I don't think so. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. All right, and MyBookie, thank you for supporting the show. Because they are supporting the show, I have, every time I do this read, I have a special, what is my bet? What is my MyBookie bet? I am making this show specific to the read, and it is on Jeff Teague and his assist count. He is averaging the most assists he has ever averaged in his career, 7.6 per game. That is seventh best in the NBA right now among all guards, point guards and shooting guards. And so my bookie bet is hitting on Teague's over on assists game in and game out, because he has been a machine playmaker for the Timberwolves. And so let's get into this. Why am I backing Jeff Teague? Why am I saying that the Timberwolves should keep him around? Well, again, like I just said, he's the seventh best. He has the seventh best assist mark in the NBA at 7.6 per game. He is also a major contributor for, I know that I've said in games, there's certain times where it seems like maybe the offense is plotting around him. It seems like maybe he could speed up the tempo. That said, he still is doing a great job, not only playing safe with the basketball, averaging 7.6 assists to just 2.2 turnovers. He's also grabbing 1.2 steals per game. His points per game, 12.9, is down, but he is averaging 88.9% shooting from the free throw line. That's a career best and one of the best marks on the Timberwolves as well. He is doing a bunch of the little things outside of maybe the field goal percentage or the points, where it's really helping this team out, really helping this roster. And I think probably 31 to 34 minutes per game is just too much when you want to play these point guards off each other. But I still think that if he's putting up 26, 27 minutes per game, I think that he's really helping this team. I think he's really adjusted well to the new set or style of play for the Timberwolves. He's really playing well with the other point guards on the floor. He's adjusting well to that version of this Timberwolves team. And so I think it's valuable to keep him around. So in the stats you're seeing, he's doing some little things. He's still a great playmaker. He's still able to get to the line, 4.1 free throw attempts per game. He's still getting to the line, and he's knocking down a lot of free throws when he gets to the charity stripe. But here's the other thing, is that I'm having trouble trusting these other point guards. If you look at Derrick Rose, you know the last time he's played over 70 games? That's right, you guessed it. 2010-2011, his MVP season. In the three seasons, including that one, 81-78-81 games from 2008 to 2011. Since then, his highest mark is 66 games, but he's gone as little as 10 games in a season. I know there's injuries in there and there's some personal stuff in there, but it just feels like it's an awful big risk to jump on Derrick Rose and trust him to stay healthy for an entire season. Trust him to be your guy for an entire season. I'm sorry, but I'm a gambler. I'm a gambler through and through. I'm a gambler to my very core, and I cannot bet on Derrick Rose to play 70 games this season. I just can't. It's not enough. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket like that. Furthermore, while he has been fantastic, 18.9 points per game, his highest mark since that 2011-2012 season when he only played 39 games. He's also shooting 46%. That's one of his most efficient seasons. His most efficient season since 2009-2010 from the field. And while he's averaging 2.1 turnovers per game, he's also averaging 4.7 assists. So he's not doing as much playmaking maybe for his teammates as Teague, but he's still finding guys. He's still spreading the ball around. He's still averaging almost 5 assists per game. He's playmaking. But again, it's just in the back of your head, you know, that there is a really good chance that there's an injury lying in the weeds here. And even if it's like a 2-week, 3-week thing like Teague's was, you still, if you trade Teague, then you're going to be running with Tyus Jones as the primary guard for that stint while he's out. And if it's a long time, then you're really hosed. And the other thing too is that Tyus Jones, I love Tyus Jones, and yet again, he is one of the better turnover ratio guys in the NBA amongst guards who have played averaged more than 15 minutes per game. He is right there in the top 20 for turnover ratio, 6.1 there in that mark. So again, one of those guys who's going to be really safe with the basketball, get you turnovers or get you steals, help with your assists, help playmake for other teammates. But he has not been playing super well offensively. I know he's been out there a lot with other guards, and he's been playing a lot with Derrick Rose out there, with Jeff Teague. But usually when he's out there with Derrick Rose, the offense is running through him, and he's averaging his highest minutes per game, 18.6, but he's averaging one of his most mediocre marks, 4.6 points per game, and 32% from the field shooting. That is his worst shooting mark as a professional to date. He's also averaging 27% from the three-point line. He's just not starting off, and maybe this could change. Hopefully it changes, but he is not kicking off to a great start scoring. And so while he's got that three assists per game and one steal per game to just 0.6 turnovers per game, that's a great mark. He's not a starter because I don't think you can expect him to average 12 or 15 points per game. And I think the Minnesota Timberwolves really need a lot of production from their backcourt to kind of counterbalance sometimes when the front court seems to go through a funk, when Towns is going through a little bit of a funk, or when he gets into foul trouble. You expect a lot out of that backcourt. And Wiggins has been playing really well, but you also need your point guard to produce a lot of that production offensively, scoring wise. And Derrick Rose has done that, and I just don't think Tyus Jones has it. So in the scenario where you're moving on from Jeff Teague and you're looking at just Derrick Rose and Tyus Jones as your primary guys, I don't like that you're banking on Derrick Rose to have the first healthy season he's had in 8 years. And I really don't like that you're put in a situation where you're expecting a lot higher production offensively, scoring wise, out of Tyus Jones. Again, I love Tyus Jones, and there is a big value to having him play, and I like that he's averaging his most minutes that he has throughout his career. That said, if he's a guy who you're expecting to average 15 points per game, I don't know if that's anywhere close to around the corner, even if you do see his minutes go up to like 24 per game or something like that. If you see a boost in minutes, his field goal efficiency, his shooting efficiency, and his efficiency, especially from outside on a team where they're more aggressive at the three-point line now, he's just not matching that level of production personally that the team is now reaching. And so if you sell your stock on Jeff Teague and you move on, then you're stuck with a guard who might get injured and another guard who can't seem to find a scoring rhythm. Now, if you do trade Jeff Teague, what are you getting back? I don't see a trade in the works for the Timberwolves, but let's hypothesize and say you do trade. Well, if you get back somebody like John Wall, you've traded one locker room problem in Jimmy Butler for another in John Wall. If you go with somebody else like a Dragic or I don't know, it's just another X. Put X in as point guard who's not a perennial all-star. If you throw them in there, what does that do to the chemistry of this team? I really think that this team has something here now. I like I talked about earlier, Robin Covington, Dario Saric come in, and they're able to fill gaps that are there and available for the Timberwolves on the roster. And so I think that they don't really take away shots or opportunities for other people. They slide in nicely and complement the games, the guys around them. But what does another guy, if you bring in another point guard, what does that do to Derrick Rose's production? What does that do to maybe Wiggins' production if he's more of a slashing guard who needs to get to the rim a lot and now he doesn't feed it as much to Wiggins? What does that do? You're kind of messing with the chemistry and the feng shui of this team that's going on right now. And I get they're a 7-10 team. Maybe you down 2 months down the road, you just want rattle it a little bit and shake some stuff up if they're still under 500 and you need to figure out a way to maybe bring in some different production, maybe change things up a little bit. But we've seen this lineup for about a week now. About a week we've seen this new look Timberwolves, and they've been doing really, really well. They've looked great against some fantastic teams, and again, they struggled against a team with Gasol's defense on Towns, but I think that you got to let this team kind of settle in for the next month, see what this new look Timberwolves team can be, what they actually, their ceiling is, before you make any decisions about Teague. I still think that Teague, in the right minutes, and in the if he even ups the pace that this team is playing at, I think that this is still a good fit, and I think you hang with Teague despite all of the shooting woes, and you hang with him because of his playmaking ability, because of the turnovers that he's going to grab you for your team, and because he's still playing pretty safe with the basketball. I don't think it's time to sell on Teague yet. I think that they have a good thing with their point guards right now, and I like the way that they're playing off each other, the way that their point guards are getting a lot of minutes together, and I just don't think you want to mess with the chemistry quite yet. I think there's a way to hit this ceiling with the roster they have right now, as opposed to trying trading guys and finding that ceiling with a different guy. So that all that to say, stick with Teague, hang with Teague a little bit longer, have patience with this roster, and I think what's going to be around the corner in the next coming weeks is going to be good for the Timberwolves, and I think they find a way in the next coming weeks to get above 500 and to start showing flashes of maybe a playoff roster that we all hope that they can reach with Towns at the helm of this team. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will have content tomorrow previewing the Nuggets game. In the meantime, have a fantastic rest of your day. And thank you for joining another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.